Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Lifestyles. I'm Nana, your host and moderator for today, filling in for Dee Lynam, who will return next week. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Today, we are really excited because we have an entrepreneur sitting with us. Her name is Chef and owner Moon, owner and chef of three running successful restaurants in Manayunk, known as Chabad Thai Restaurant, Yanako, and Bento. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, to start with three restaurants, let's go to the first one. Let everybody know how you start with your first restaurant and tell us about your journey.
Right. Actually, the first one I start is like after I done from the art school. I treat it as a project, like an art project to express, you know, artists, they love express their own, you know, interpretation of the medium, which is I use food as a medium. My own interpretation is sharing love and care. So I cook food and I garnish and present it in such a way of my own, you know, expression. And I love to meet with people, hang out with people, love with people. So I, you know, so that the whole project is become something that I, back then I didn't really imagine that it will be one restaurant after another,
Yep.
So I start with that. And I see a lot of challenge back then and challenging now, you know, the problem and the success come in many form and, and many challenge and many reward for, you know. So,
well, you talk about challenges. When you're talking about challenges of expanding it, or you're talking about challenges of opening the first one?
When before opening, it has different kind of challenging. You know, you deal with, you know, your funding, your contractor, construction, your regulation, put all kind of all detail together. But once that you open, now you're dealing with the staffing, you know, how to create the dishes and keep it quality, keep the price really, you know, competitive and the concept accessible, but yet you still need to connect to the customer. So all these it come together, it's become different challenging. From opening the door, keep opening until closing the door at the end of the day. You know, so I've been from opening less long, closing less long, maintaining the less long, promote up and down. So I've been
all
that.
So this was which year?
So I started in 2004. So it sounds like decades ago. So I opened Chaba first. And Chaba was really successful. My book is filled up, you know, customer is like, give me really good feedback. I was on press and media and, you know, expand really fast. So, and I love cooking, like I said. So I love experimental, you know, try with a new concept. So I enter into the second location on the same street. You know, bring another new concept of street food. So I create the second restaurant, which is Mango Moon. So Mango Moon is like, I cook all kind of frog legs, pork belly, sea cucumber, you know, those kind of fun, you know, new, the bring the street food in Bangkok into the restaurant, comfortable, you know, feeling, you know, and set up. But I think the concept is, it's kind of a little bit too far and too fast. And the market probably not ready for it, you know. So so I sold the business and then I opened the third one, which is Yanako, which is really successful and running right now.
I personally love it. And I would, you know, recommend this to everybody. Please go to Yanako and try their sushis.
So it's, thank you. So it's also on Main Street. So Yanako is very, the concept is very fresh. try to preserve the authentic way of Japanese cooking. Mm-hmm. So we use very high quality ingredients, start mm-hmm. from nori, you know, seaweed sheet, rice, soy sauce, mm-hmm. you know, everything that we cook and present there is top notch. It's one of, you know, mainstay on Main Street and surrounding neighborhood. So I'm really proud of that.
I agree. And you should be. They all are doing really well and we love eating it over there.
Thank you.
But I wanted to ask you, while everybody is opening restaurants in the city and, you know, they want to go to the city and open it, you stayed in Maniunk and expanded yourself. So what does Maniunk open doors for you? What does it bring to you?
I feel connected. Maniunk has many folks. The community itself, they have their own neighborhood and the neighbor who stay there. Uh-huh. And also the energy of new people,
right?
The young professional.
Right.
And they also have visitor. They're quiet, very, very small, mm-hmm. very small community. So Main Street is a stretch of such a few block. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
So I see faces of customer. I see the customer that they date at my restaurant. Mm-hmm. They propose, they engage, they marriage. And then later they sprout the new spring of the new, you know, family.
Sweet.
And then they move out.
Right.
So I've been with the journey from one generation and get into another.
Right.
So to me, it's like I feel connected. I rooted here. And so many project or investor or, you know, the owner of building and thing like that, you know, has been approached and want me to be in upcoming neighborhood or established neighborhood. And like, Shaba, you set your name, you can be anywhere.
Right.
But to me, I like, it's not about the numbers of restaurants. Mm. It's about how you keep one and keep it really good.
Right, right.
And keep very
good. Keep the authenticity.
Right, right. Keep it very good and maintain it. Mm-hmm. To expand and or not, I wish I could keep the same quality or better, at least the same, and offer the service, the personal touch, the place that people can gathering and enjoy the best ingredient, the effort that my staff and I put it in each day, day in and day out. Mm-hmm. I just wish that each neighborhood have the similarity.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The restaurant that offer that quality, you know.
Well, you talk about, you know, by talking to you, it seems like you love connecting with people. And how else could it be by giving them something good to eat? Because you make best friends by eating something good, right?
Yeah.
And there at your restaurant, the way you say that, how people come in and they connect at your restaurant, I guess this is your way of reaching out to more people.
Yes. And to me, it's also, besides they come in and they pay me so I can be able to afford the building and pay the bill, I think it's give me the energy. It's give me the energy and give me a reward. You know, say that, hey, what you do is right. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, hey, what you do is wrong too.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I improve myself, you know, or tell my team about this area we need to improve. Mm-hmm. And we take that to our heart and working hard on it, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, Shaba is more of a Thai restaurant. Yanako is a BYOB Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. Tell me something. Do you believe in keeping the authenticity of, you know, Japanese food and Thai food? Or do you customize it to fit the American palate?
I think I treat food as a way of communication, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we speak, we have accent.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And you can trace it. So she has Thai accent. He has. But I never forget my root. Uh-huh. My root is Thai. Mm-hmm. Even I get influenced by Japanese or by other cuisine, I think the loot of using fish sauce, fresh herb ingredient, strong flavor, fresh, nice presentation. It talk about my loot.
Right.
And I think that I cannot be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that I have to accommodate
right.
my customer when they request no fish sauce, no oyster sauce.
Right.
Less spicy.
Uh-huh.
Easy on this, easy on that, take out this.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That one way of accommodating and continue the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But by doing that, do I lose it? Do I lose my loose? Do I lost the communication? Mm-hmm. I don't think I lost.
Okay.
But in order to keep the conversation going, I have to do that. In
yeah.
Japanese also, there is ingredient that have to be imported from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
There is certain stricted that we treat rice because sushi is about fresh fish and rice.
Right.
That we still hold it dearly, you know. But the ingredients, sometimes we try our best to use local ingredient, you know. So I hope that...
Well, I'm already hungry, but hold that thought right there because we're going to cut to a commercial and we're going to get back to lifestyles. Stay tuned with us.
Thank you.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Did you know in Jewish tradition, a fetus is not considered viable till after it graduates from medical school? Hi, I'm Brad Zimmerman. Come see my new comedy, My Son the Waiter, A Jewish Tragedy.
The New York Times calls it great comedy, and the Huffington Post raves, you'll laugh your tuckers off.
Joan Rivers once said, I've had three great opening acts, Billy Crystal, Gary Shandling, and Brad Zimmerman. Catch My Son the Waiter. For tickets, visit mysonthewaiter.com.
October 5th through November 19th at Penn's Landing Playhouse in the Independent Seaport Museum, Columbus Boulevard, and Walnut Streets on the waterfront. For tickets, call 1-888-HIT-SHOW or go to mysonthewaiter.com.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. 15. Save big.
The major holidays are almost upon us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Are you prepared for your holiday party events? We produce events for the holidays and other occasions. May we package your business or personal holiday event? Are you considering a Santa Claus or three-piece band? Or special celebrity guest, a Christmas carol, choir, or perhaps catering, possibly walk around magicians, fortune tellers. We aid corporate events, smaller business attractions, family affairs. Just tell us your goals, free consultation, free ideas. Contact Wilms for Rent. Call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am Nana, and sitting with you is Chef Moon Krapuktong, owner and chef of three restaurants in Maniunk: Shabbat Thai Restaurant, Yanako Japanese Restaurant, and Binto, a market cafe. Now, I spoke about, you know, what you give in each restaurant and spoke about a little bit of your history. But you wear two hats, a chef and an entrepreneur. How do you balance it?
I think it's learning by doing and become natural, you know, like I have background in business administration. I have my MBA.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for my sister before. And I love working with people, talking to people. I love cooking, you know. Yeah. So everything, it just comes together.
In.
Yes.
Everything blends in.
And
you can do both the things together.
I
be
walk
in the
brief.
Kitchen and come out and meet your customers.
Right. And or pre-shift, pre-meal, training, you know, yeah. my staff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very important.
Because all these positions, I have done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it come natural. Yep.
Well, it's funny to ask any chef, but do you have a favorite dish of yours in each restaurant?
Yes, I do.
You do?
At Yanako, I like my chef to make natto.
Natto?
Natto. Natto is fermented beans.
Okay.
With fish and octopus. I love octopus.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So they mix together with fresh quail egg. That's how I love it. And I just eat it simple with steamed rice. That's it.
Okay, it's as simple, but... tastes delicious,
really,
right?
Really, really healthy.
What about Shabbat Thai?
Shabbat Thai, I love even making myself tom yum. Tom yum is clear broth, herbal, sweet, hot and sour, classic Thai soup. And I love that. Yep.
Well, I would also mention one thing, that you won the Best Female Chef 2013 from Mainline Today. You keep on winning these honors, and how does that make you feel? How do you continue yourself in this path?
To me, it's such a great honor that sometimes the restaurant and the market get editor pick or people award.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do award online. Sometimes it's just like, mostly I even like forgot. Or didn't think about it until someone come in and you say, oh, they talk about you or you on this publication or thing like that. To me, working day in and day out and try to be excellent and bring my team with me and have my team be the best they could.
Mm.
And what else come along, I appreciate my fan. I appreciate the media that supporting me. I never forget where I came from, just a small, graduate student from Rochester, New York, upstate New York, walk in Manny Young, never own a restaurant, hold hand with the landlord, and connect with community and just cook, So the award is day in and day out. I get compliment, like I said, sometimes compliment and comment, critique, all those. And for the award, to me, is a certify. Mm-hmm. It's a certify. Yes, what people think about you is correct.
Right.
And really assure that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they spread the word for me. So make my job easier.
True.
Yep. So my job is, the main focus is make every day be a better day for myself and my team. I always ask them when they come work, I said, when you walk in the door and when you walk out, ask yourself what kind of energy that you bring in the door. And when you get home, what do you learn? Anything new? You equal, you less, or you better for yourself?
Well, that's a great thought. That's a great thought that I'm sure everybody who actually comes and works for you must be loving every word that that you inspire them to be.
I hope.
Well, I'm sure they do. Well, I want to talk about how food is changing in terms of getting organic. People want more diet food. So do you also customize your food as per their diet plans, or do you put less oil, less stuff in your food?
Here is, I have a big budget. I have to humble, to the lifestyle of new generation or the new perception of people these days. And my cooking is always fresh and always healthy. some that fermented or pickled is being natural process anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's great.
So for the customer these days that they talk about diet, you know, generally speaking, if we look at all time, the food that being so organic, less process in between, less is more, no add up.
Right.
But how come this day we go far beyond and we have to tell ourselves, wait. We have to cut this, cut that. We allergic to this, allergic to that. A lot of allergy and restriction I never heard before.
Right.
So I ask myself, why? How come? My cook is still the same. The supplier come in and, chef, this is easy. Put this salt, put that salt. It less prepare. You know, there is kitchen equipment that can process and make food fast, quick, easy, take time, less money, cut the cost. But to me, I'm like, okay, give me a chopping board, give me a butcher knife. I still chop.
Right.
You know, the way that grain processed by my hand and by the machine is different. You know, the flavor that it come out, the texture is come out is different.
Right.
You know, so if you ask me, how do I change and how do I respond that? I said, I have to adapt when the customers say, no this, no that, no this, no that. You know, and like I said, I have to keep the conversation continue. So
that's
correct. I accommodate that.
You do.
But yet, I already there. My food is already fresh, is already healthy. I don't know where else to cut. If I use low quality oil and someone complain the food is oily, then I say, well, I have to improve that.
Well, you would never want to compromise on the food.
Yep.
Well, I have more questions on that, but let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Chef Moon.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639, 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 6 weeks while eating real food? Don't want to deal with messy shakes, bars that taste like cardboard, or disgusting prepackaged food? ChiroThin could be just what you're looking for. Here's what ChiroThin is not: a fad diet, exercise program, drugs, or surgery. ChiroThin is doctor-supervised and is one of the fastest ways to lose 20 or more pounds. To find out if you're a candidate for ChiroThin, call 610-237-6645. That number is 610-237-6645. And schedule your no-charge, no-obligation consultation.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. And before wrapping up and before going away, we want to talk about the fall season, which is right now. So what special do you have, Chef Moon, at your restaurants for the fall season?
Yep, I have the fall menu, new fall menu that just kickstart last week from the less long week and still carry on the full menu of the falls. You know, we have like sauteed mushroom, you know, all kind of white mushroom, fresh mushroom, and we have pompano, you know, with ginger, scallion, all kind of fun stuff.
Great.
So it's, we feature it right now.
Oh,
yep.
Great. And for the Halloween, which is coming, you know, right at the
around
end
the
of
corner,
the month,
yep.
Do you have something special going on over there?
We, with from my creative chef at the Japanese restaurant Yanago at 4255 on Main Street. They offer all kind of fun activities, you know, and kid, you know, sometime, you know, the kids stop by for a treat, you know, with tied up with Manayang, you know, MDC, Manayang Development Corporation. They have big event like kid parade, dog parade in a costume, you know.
Great.
Music and fun, those kind of thing. And we, you know, decorate the front store, and inside the store we have spooky rolls, you know, all kind
of
pumpkin
sounds,
and
that treat. Sounds really good for the entire family. And I believe you have something for a special cooking classes at Binto.
It's coming right now. I'm working hard on it and I'm going to push it at the end of this month. So my fan who've been asking how you make pad thai, how you make curry, how you make tom yum, so they all can put hand on and have a dinner with me. We're going to have lecture theory series, you know, talking about root, healthy ingredients and all those.
Well, I wish we could go on and on because I have so much to ask you more, but we are short of time. Yeah. Well, to remind you guys again, it's Shaba Thai Restaurant, Yanako and Binto, located at 4255 Main Street, Philadelphia, Manayang. So right next to each other, you have all these three restaurants for you to feed your stomach. Thank you again. My name is Naina and you were listening to Lifestyles. This program was brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. See you next week. Till then, bye-bye.